Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dayalik na Cebuano Bulawanong Giya. Salamat mga kaibigan sa ating Panginoong Diyos, no? Mabuti siya sa atin, hindi lang sa atin kundi sa ating mga mahal sa buhay kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo, sa Pilipinas at ibang bansa. Good morning, Sir Rob.
Good morning, Brother Len.
Thanks be to God that you are here, and long time we were not able to have tandem with the co-vegans.
No, it's excited to be here.
It's okay, Nathan?
Yeah.
Move a little here. Before anything else, so let me to pray, okay?
Of course.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much this morning, and thank you so much the whole night you protected us, and we were able to wake up this day, and thank you so much that daily task that you have given to us, we can do, Lord. We need the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds so that we can do your will. The whole duty of the people is to obey your God's will. So Lord, I am a Christian, I am a believer, so I can do nothing without you. So I rely your helps. So thank you so much, even Brother Sir, the CEO of EGP, Animal Justice Party, Brother Rod, thanks be to God that you protected him also, and he can able to reach this place. Lord, we can do nothing without you, so please help us. I ask this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Rob, thanks be to God.
Brother Len, I'm glad you're here too, because otherwise I am too.
So, thanks be to God. So, before, this is my habit because I do this program not only for me, for my friends, so I can serve them if this day is their birthday or for the first few days or coming days or weeks. So once again, I play this birthday song. Do you have friends? Any
Sounds
friends
good.
Who are celebrating?
I have some friends, but I have not birthdays today.
So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, sa inyo tong lahat, nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. God bless you. Don't forget, just go to the church and give thanks to the Lord. So, happy birthday pa rin kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan, ito na.
This song is from Milbert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Sa'yo,
Once again, happy birthday sa inyong lahat mga kaibigan. At brother Sir Rob, I will play this. God defend New Zealand from all bad elements and from all bad and corrupt politicians. This is for us. God defend New Zealand. So let me to play this, okay? Amen. God defend New Zealand. And I would like to play this advertisement from MPI. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, pakinggan muna natin sandali ito, no? Advertisement from MPI. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, pakinggan.
Kababayan, namamasyal ka ba sa Harauki Golf? Alam nyo bang illegal na ngayon ang pagkuha ng mga kabibi, damong dagat at iba pang lamang dagat ng lawa sa bato mula sa Omaha Bay, Kawao Bay at Whangaparua Peninsula? Kabilang dito ang mga espunghang dagat, isdang bituin, tumbong dagat Alimango at Balatan. Ang mga taong susuway sa panuntunan ay maaaring magbayad ng multa. Alamin ang higit pa, kabilang ang mga mapa ng lugar ng pagsasara. Ito, www.fisheries.gov.nz/hauraki-closures. Ang patalastas na ito ay mula sa Ministry for Primary Industries. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig.
Thanks be to God, mga kaibigan, Brother Rob, so you can start with the things you are going to discuss about the activities of Animal Justice Party. As you are the CEO, so okay, you can start.
Yeah, co-leader. So we have two leaders, and I'm one of them. Lucky to be a co-leader of the AJP. Oh. What I want to discuss is how excited I am to see you again, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
How grateful I am for the opportunity to speak on your fine show on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
What we're most excited about is that it's an election year. We're a registered political party for animals, and so election year is where we get to get the word out for the most. We've got... This is really our first full election cycle, and we've got over $100,000 in money to spend on promoting animal issues, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Thanks be to God that you have burden about for the benefits for our fellow creatures, the animals.
Yeah, we like to work with allies that are directly helping animals. You know, defending the oceans, such as that advert that had.
Brother Rob, sorry, I would like to interrupt while I am still remember.
Of course.
Shout out sa lahat ng mga workers dyan sa Hilton Hotel sa CBD, no? Auckland, sa Hilton 92 Albert. Mga kaibigan, Cosme, Brother Efren, Carlo, Alfred, at sa lahat. Gaunek, belated, happy birthday. And Paul Graves dyan sa Christchurch, happy birthday. Sorry, Rob, I interrupt because I forget those names.
That's okay, so you got to do it.
Thanks be to God, Brother Rob. Okay,
go ahead. I'm going to get you in trouble there. Yeah, so as I was saying, it's an election year, so... We're getting a good group of candidates together from all around the country, and we're still looking for more candidates. So, you know, if it's time for you to run for office, Brother Len, then you let me know. Anybody can do it. It's easier than you think.
I will run.
You should. You should run.
Only one kilometer.
Well, one kilometer
to compete with the...
Absolutely. I only run when something's chasing you, I understand.
Run in politics?
Yeah, why not? But we'll have a big announcement in the next 1 to 2 weeks announcing our candidates and our key policies. Aside from that, we've been really, really busy gearing up for the election, planning our ad campaign to support animals and animal issues for our allies. I've been speaking at the Marine Forum here in Auckland at the Exotic Pet Conference in East Auckland. We went down to Vegan Vibes in Tauranga, the festival, making submissions to Parliament and to councils on things like duck shooting. It's duck shooting season. Why you want to shoot beautiful birds out of the sky, I have no idea. And also, you know, direct advocacy work for animals.
Thank you, the vegan role you have given to me.
Hmm?
The vegan roll?
Vegan sausage roll.
Okay.
All I did was put it on the table and then it was gone all of a sudden. It was inside you. So I'm very happy for
you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're welcome. So yeah, it's a busy, busy time, but it's an exciting time for animals. And we're on a real journey here, a multi-term journey to get some representation in politics for animals. We got 1% in the polls last year. I ran for mayor of Auckland last year. Got 7,000 votes as an openly animal pro candidate for Animal Justice Party. That's about 2%. So 1% in the national polls, 2% for mayor, working towards 5% to get somebody into parliament. Super exciting time. There's been some good victories for animals lately. The live export ban is not... It's going to stay. The government decided this.
And the greyhound.
The greyhounds, exactly. And there's been some great...
So when will it... start
July 31st. No more greyhound racing
this year.
This year.
This year. So
yep.
Already.
July 31st.
So oh, thanks, be to God.
Two and a half more months.
So, really, the efforts of the animal activists.
Yeah. People that have been out there at the track every week, so, and people working on
thanks
Parliament.
Thanks be also to God, the Sernick in Christchurch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sir Dino.
Yes, Sir Dino.
And the anonymous voice.
Yep, every thanks week they're out.
And all animal activists here in New Zealand. Oh, thanks be to God.
Absolutely.
So let me to interrupt you, Sir Rob, because this is related in our discussion. Because you are belong to the Animal Justice Party, thanks be to God, not only here in New Zealand, even in Australia.
I saw the
EGP. Mm-hmm. So it's good in the Philippines. You can negotiate with my fellow vegans.
Well, we're part of it.
I introduce you, and it's good they will be having Animal Justice Party in the Philippines. Wow. So let me to read this from the Bible, because my apps I have here, but only my dialect. So I let me to read Proverbs chapter 12 verse 10. A righteous man regards the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So the righteous regards the life of the beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel.
I like that. I don't like the word least so much, you know, because they're not least. They're just, it's our way of looking down on other species. And I know you don't do it, but they're not the least. They're just the same as us. They just don't get to vote, so they don't get decisions made for them. They're intelligent in different ways. Mm. So I think of them as more as equals.
So we hope that some of the animal abusers, they will enlighten their minds, and they will realize that the wrong they have done to the animals.
Yeah, it's so normal, so very very normal to look down on animals. But you just have to, if you have a cat or a dog, you spend any time with them, you realize that they at the most basic level, they want to live. They feel pain.
Yes.
They feel pleasure. They will eat your vegan sausage roll if you're not looking. They're just like us. And so if you can get over that, we could fix so many things in the world.
A dog is human's best friend. If we take care of them, mostly petting them, but the pigs, cow, they are, even if you touch or if you step or something can hurt the animals, but they cannot bite you, but the dog.
Well,
if someone if step and get hurt the dog, they will bite.
Some dogs, but
not all dogs.
I can't blame them. If I step on you, you might bite me. It's not even intentional sometimes. But, you know, pigs is a good example. I lived in Canada. I had a pig living in my apartment for 3 months, little Piggly Wiggly, and he was so cute and snuggly, and he was very clean, very, very intelligent, smarter than the cat, and he knew it. And they're all beautiful animals, so we have to respect them.
So not selected, all animals, we take care of them.
I think so. I think it's a good rule to have. Now, nothing is perfect, but it's a good rule to have. I'm glad you mentioned Australia before, and the Philippines. We're in a group of about 20 parties around the world that are pro-animal. And I don't know if there's one in the Philippines right now, but it would be good to have one. But if you look at what happens in Australia, they have MPs in three different states now, West Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, and they've done so much for animals once they got into power. So we aspire to do these things at a national and a local level as well. It's very exciting for us. You know, a lot of people will say, well, why vote for the Animal Justice Party? You're probably not going to get in. Well, first of all, hey, we're going to keep trying to get in. We're getting more and more money and more support all the time, and our plan is to definitely get in. But even if not, until we do, we will continue to hold the bigger parties accountable. If you love the Greens and you say, oh, don't split the vote, You must vote for the Greens because they will be in power. You have to look and see what they'll actually do for animals. They've had MPs in Parliament for almost 30 years now, and nothing much has changed. Occasionally there's a small win, but the policies don't translate into action. And what we've seen since we've been created, the Greens have created their own internal animal network, and we'll see what they do. Last year they put out a whole alternative budget, all the things the government weren't doing that they thought the government should be doing, and they didn't use the word animal once. So, you know, if you really don't want the vote split, then get onto the Greens and get them to do better. If the Greens had great animal action, we wouldn't need to exist. But they, you know, they don't do it. They're all, it's all talk. It's all smoke and mirrors, and the same with the other parties. So we're the only party out there that is justice for animals, and also people. We love people too. People are animals as well, and strong environmental policies.
Yeah. Even me, not only focusing, only focused on the animals, even to our fellow humans.
Sure, but it's our primary purpose is animals, and if you love all animals, then you'll love all people as well.
How much more to the, your fellow?
Sorry?
If we love them, how much more to our fellows?
Exactly, yeah. If you don't take an animal's life or step on a bug even, then, you know, you'll look at the world differently. So we just want, we want compassion for all. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. We put in ourselves a whole budget submission this year, asking for 4 cents out of every $100 of New Zealand's $150 billion budget to be spent on improving the lives of animals.
As what I have said, I introduce you some of my fellow vegans, and I would like to connect you to them and try to ask them if they can make a group like what you have, Animal Justice Party. So I have someone, I let him know, and I will forward you.
Sure, yeah, love to help. There's, as I said, there's a group of parties around the world. We talk every month. We share best practice, you know, support each other. And in the Netherlands, they have a party, very strong party, Party for the Animals of the Netherlands. They have a lot of money, a lot of resources, and they try to help parties set up around the world.
So they use their talents, their time, and their strength,
and they can help. Yeah. Parties that want to set up for sure. So we'd love to help in any way, just like we were helped when it was our time. it's all good. So yeah, I've talked about why people should vote for the Animal Justice Party. If we can get, we'll be aiming for 5% this time, but if we can even get 1-3%, it will make the other parties worry about that 1-3%, and maybe they'll bring in better policies for animals. Our whole budget submission asks for things like improvement to the dog pounds, stop the war on cats, defend the oceans.
Amen.
Start to end factory farming and move towards a plant-based economy. And it's so little things, and the reason they don't do it is because animals don't vote.
Oh, so in behalf of them, so we human who loves them, love them, so we do our part to protect them.
Yeah, so
from the hands of the psychopath and evil businessmen.
Well, on behalf of the normal people that think it's absolutely normal.
They are normal, but something abnormal.
Well, it's normal if everybody does it, and that's what we have to change. I used to eat animals 10 years ago. I was eating all kinds of animals, and everything has changed now. So it's to a lot of people out there, it sounds strange still. We were in our little vegan bubble, but to people outside, it still seems very normal to eat animals.
So me, next year, I will be 10 as vegan. It will be my 10 years as vegan.
And me for January, 10 years.
I started because it was 2017.
For me, it's 10 years in January, so next January.
Oh, next year?
Yeah, so close. We should have a party in March, halfway between.
Me at the month of month, so you ahead of 3 months.
Yeah.
The same year.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't...
And also, we have the same... We were born in 1996, am I right?
Well, I wish it was 1996, but 1966.
Oh, no. 1966, already.
I wish it was 96. I'd be still a young man.
I am 1996.
Nice.
So maybe I am older than you, for your man.
You're wiser, for sure.
I celebrated my birthday March 22.
Okay, so yeah, I'm in August, so.
Oh, yes.
So you're older, you're wiser.
I am.
So you're Sirlian, and I am Brother Rob, and you're Sirlian, I think, because you're my elder. But, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And, it's, you know, we talk about veganism a little bit, but the party is not a vegan party. The party is for people that love animals to try to change. Mm-hmm. So
Animal Justice Party.
Yeah, so you know you can join for $5 for 3 years. It's not about the money. Mm-hmm. We have enough members, but we would love to have more. You can donate.
So even a little amount, but we can still help the advocacy.
Yes.
And the activities of the Animal Justice Party.
But it doesn't have to be about money either. We're looking for, as I say, candidates, but even if not a candidate, we're looking for someone in every electorate to be like a local support person. We're looking for volunteers to come out and support candidates. And, you know, you just go to our website, animaljustice.org.nz, and you'll see opportunities to volunteer, to join, to donate. You can see our campaigns there, our policies, and in 1 or 2 weeks you'll see a bunch of our candidates as well. For me, I'm running in Glendine. I'm happy to announce that today, that I'm going to run in Glendine in West Auckland. That used to be called the Te Aritu electorate for MP in November. Okay. November 7th is the election date. So
when?
November 7th.
November 7th.
Yeah, 2 days after Guy Fawkes Day, and hopefully fireworks will be cancelled by then.
So MP for what? What?
Glendine. So it covers Glendine. Parts of Avondale, Te Aritu, Glendine, Kelston, West Auckland, which is where I grew up. I'm a Westie.
Your opponent maybe the Filipino, existing Filipino members of parliament?
I don't know in that electorate. We've got Carmel Cipollone from Labour, and the Green candidate, I think, is a young Palestinian woman. So we're excited to be in Glendine.
I wonder, maybe different.
Maybe at the council level. Maybe. Al Filipina is a... I'm not too sure who you're referring to.
No problem.
Whoever it is, we'll make them into animal lovers one way or the other.
And so we have two minutes.
2 minutes. Well, 2 minutes. You can do a lot in 2 minutes. Yeah, it's an exciting time, and you know, the message would be that we need to be everywhere. The grassroots people that are out there, the Greyhound Tracks, and Nick are doing amazing things.
Thanks be to God. Also, Sir Peter Swinston, who also approved
the Greyhound Band.
The Greyhound Band. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to God.
Mm-hmm. And maybe fireworks will get banned soon too.
Oh.
There's a chance. The committee's recommended that.
Yeah, so
we'll see what happens. This is progress. The world is making progress.
Oh.
And I know today you wanted to call Sandra Kyle, who's probably going to be one of our candidates. And she's...
Swimming.
A